pass on that at the end. So that particularly is helpful for us from the standpoint of fundraising, if we had that kind of if a cap or something like that was put on charitable contributions. As far as the state, I think this is an acute grasp for the obvious, but the state situation, my half a dozen bullet points, you know, as alluded to, the state backlog of unpaid bills continues undiminished. We have not gotten an official report yet from the state as far as unpaid bills as of December 31st. I think that has to do with the extension of the lapse period. But Comptroller Tominka has basically been out there talking about $8 to $10 billion of unpaid bills. So let's put it right there, about $9 billion of unpaid bills. So it really has not diminished as far as the bills to be paid. I think the well, part of that concern is that the tax dollars that Dr. Merriam was talking about is really, they're really being eaten up to pay for pension. That's where all that the increase from the tax, from the income tax, is really, because there's an obligation to the pension fund for this year of $5.2 billion. It goes up to another $1 billion, so almost $6.2 billion in pension payments the state has to make to the five major pension funds of the state. And the expectation is that with that, when you add the debt service and all the pension obligation bonds, that's another $1.5 billion. So you're pushing close to $8 billion of pension payments that the state has to make in 2014 in order to as part of the budget for 2014. We received the rest of the second bullet. We received the last of the FY12 appropriation shortly after our November meeting on November 30th. So we were paid off the FY12 appropriation at that time. We received $29 million, our fall MAP money from the state the first week of January. We get approximately $58, $59 million in MAP money to the University of Illinois. And we did receive that in that first half in January. The university has billed the state for FY13, this current year. We billed them 85% of our appropriation. The way we do this is we basically, as payrolls incurred, we actually send a voucher on a monthly basis over to the state and basically get ourselves in the queue for payment. So that's how we basically bill the state. And so we bill the state 85% of our appropriation for FY13. We actually will probably finish billing the appropriation in March, as far as that's concerned. So far, we have received 11% of our appropriation. We've received one major payment so far for FY13, and we'll take a quick look at that. Medicaid, you saw some report this morning. Medicaid remains basically a lot of things are going on with Medicaid. Reforms are in process, and basically we still have to figure out what, when they're fully implemented, the final effect on our, particularly on our hospital, what's going to happen with the hospital. In the Medicaid, because again, almost like 38-39% of our revenues at the hospital are Medicaid driven at the hospital. I already talked about pension. The only other thing I would mention with pension is that it's the unfunded liability for the five major pension funds has moved up to $96 billion as the unfunded liability, and far and above the biggest unfunded liability of any state for their pensions. The SERS piece to that is about $19.5 billion. That's the state universal retirement system is about $19.5 billion of unfunded liability as of June 30 of 2012. The last point, before I go on, but you can leave it there, is that last week we got a request from the governor's office, from the budget office, to start doing some planning with a 4.6% cut in our GRF. For next year, for FY14, that's about $30 million. So we're going to start working that into our budget planning and into our budget efforts going forward. But that was the first. I would expect that, quite honestly, the governor's going to make his budget speech the first week of March, and I would expect that number probably to be changing and evolving between now and the beginning of March before he makes his speech.